African Tourism Board brings peace to Burundi. The tourism and hospitality sector is currently emerging as the key driver for peace in Burundi and its neighboring states after heinous years of hostility between Burundi citizens and their neighbors in East Africa. Hostility among Burundians had caused civil wars and hate for several decades, forcing some among them to flee their country for safety in Tanzania, Uganda, and other neighboring states in East Africa. Burundi is currently taking tourism as a tool for its economic development, peace, and unity among its nationals and other citizens in the East African region and the rest of Africa. Healing the wounds of hostility among its people and their neighbors in Africa, Burundi is now marketing its tourism, which is mainly based on rich cultures, stunning landscapes, and diverse biodiversity. Iturbonews.com. The African Tourism Board, ATB, has recognized Burundi as a country rich in Africa with diverse tourist attractions and hospitable people. African Tourism Top Travel Options. African Tourism Board Top Travel Promotions in Africa. Endorsed by World Tourism Network's approved travel partner members. In a pivotal move to enhance tourism collaboration across Africa, the African Tourism Board, ATB, and the Burundi Tourism Promotion and Development Agency signed a historic Memorandum of Understanding on December 8, 2024, targeting to develop Burundi's tourism within and outside its boundaries. This landmark agreement seeks to foster tourism development and promote sustainable growth in Burundi. The agreement will help Burundi build its tourism through peace and tranquility between the Burundians after years of civil wars and internal conflicts. The signing ceremony was held in December during Burundi Tourism Week 2024 at the scenic Zion Beach along the shores of Lake Tanganyika. It was featured by Mr. Cuthbert Ncube, the chairman of the African Tourism Board, and Niyonzima Bruce, the chief executive officer, CEO, of the Burundi Tourism Promotion and Development Agency. The Memorandum of Understanding will establish a comprehensive framework for cooperation, focusing on positioning Burundi as a premier travel destination, attracting international tourists, and encouraging investment in its tourism infrastructure. Both organizations have committed to collaboratively developing and implementing strategies to boost tourism and create economic opportunities for local communities. Mr. Ncube emphasized the significance of collaboration in achieving sustainable tourism development. By joining forces, we can create a more vibrant and resilient tourism industry that benefits Burundi and the entire African continent, he said. This agreement marks a new chapter in our efforts to showcase Burundi's rich cultural heritage, stunning landscapes, and diverse biodiversity. We are excited to partner with the African Tourism Board to elevate Burundi's profile on the global tourism stage, Mr. Bruce said. The signing of the agreement was anticipated to facilitate increased tourism activities, encompassing cultural festivals, ecotourism initiatives, and investment in hospitality infrastructure. The partnership also aims to promote Burundi's unique tourist offerings, including its vibrant communities, cultural diversity, lush forests, and breathtaking vistas through nature, to a wider international audience. Under the new alliance with ATB, Burundi is poised to emerge as a significant player in East Africa's tourism landscape and a must-visit destination for travelers seeking authentic experiences in Africa. Held under the theme Developing Domestic Tourism in Burundi, the just-ended annual Tourism Week held at Zion Beach in Bujumbura targeted to showcase the country's rich tourism potential while encouraging Burundians to explore their rich heritage. The African Tourism Board chairman identified inadequate infrastructure as a primary challenge facing tourism development in Burundi and advised authorities to increase investments in hotels and restaurants near tourist sites to enhance visitor experiences. The week's activities featured various innovative events, including expert panels, a familiarization tour of Mwero Province, and a gala night celebrating top performers in the tourism sector. Burundi Tourism Week holds excellent promise as a transformative initiative to bolster the local economy and ignite fresh interest in this pivotal sector. The gala not only marked a milestone in promoting Burundian tourism but also reaffirmed Visit Burundi's ambitious vision to make the country a must-visit destination in Africa and beyond. The highly anticipated Burundi Tourism Week 2024 culminated in a grand gala dinner and awards ceremony celebrating the achievements and innovations within the nation's vibrant tourism sector. The event attracted distinguished guests, industry leaders and government representatives, united in their commitment to positioning Burundi as a premier travel destination. Since independence from Belgium in 1962, Burundi has been under civil wars with more than 300,000 people killed and hundreds of thousands fled to Tanzania and other neighboring countries. The civil war in Burundi from 1993 to 2005 hurt the country's tourism industry and the economy as a whole. The civil war and other internal unrest have made tourists wary of visiting Burundi. Burundi's president, Mr. Evariste Ndayishimiye, declared the restoration of peace in his country after more than 60 years of civil conflict and internal wars. He said that his government had succeeded in restoring peace, security, stability, and social cohesion, which would make Burundi a peaceful African nation. The founding chairman of the African Tourism Board, World Tourism Network Chairman Jürgen Steinmetz, congratulated ATB Chairman Cuthbert Nkube on demonstrating how tourism has achieved peace, setting the first concrete example for peace through tourism in the world.